Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. It's crunch time for people who still need to get a real ID in Pennsylvania before next Wednesday's deadline, KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
PennDOT Secretary Mike Carroll is quick to point out that May 7th is the TSA's enforcement deadline, not PennDOT's. So far, about 3 million Pennsylvanians have real ID driver's licenses. That's about 28%. Some states, including Georgia, have close to a 100% compliance rate. Carroll says that's because Georgia made it mandatory.
So Pennsylvania General Assembly years ago decided that Pennsylvania would be an optional state, meaning that drivers had the opportunity to get a real ID now for 6 years, but didn't have to.
A TSA spokesperson says domestic travelers without real IDs can use passports or other approved forms of ID, but people without those documents face delays and additional screening, plus the risk of not being allowed past a security checkpoint. If you don't need a real ID before May 7th, PennDOT says they'll still be available after that date. Six former Cherry Hill Elementary School students are suing the district for alleged sexual abuse by a teacher in the early 1980s. KYW's South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has the story.
The survivors say they were molested in the classroom at Cooper Elementary by teacher Otto Becken, who died years ago. Attorney Derek Braslow says this was swept under the rug at the time by the principal and other officials.
The allegations are that they knew or should have known about him abusing students back then, and they could have done more to protect these students.
Braslow said Becken did plead guilty to assaulting students in 1984. These six former students didn't come forward then, but are now seeking justice for their past trauma.
Two of the cases are significantly ahead of the others that were recently filed. The cases will likely be consolidated.
Anyone with more information or a story to share from their time at Cooper Elementary from 1979 to 1983 is asked to contact attorneys Derek Braslow or Jeffrey Fritz. The Cherry Hill School District hasn't yet responded to a request for comment. Pro-Palestinian activists at Swarthmore College set up an encampment on campus once again. They vowed to stay until their demands were met. College officials threatening to suspend students who don't leave. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more.
The activists pitched tents and put up signs on Trotter Lawn in the middle of campus yesterday afternoon. This effort was organized by Swarthmore Students for Justice in Palestine, a student group that was suspended a few months ago because of a sit-in at one of the buildings. Now, similar to the encampments last year and other protests, the activists are demanding that the college divest from companies profiting off the war in Gaza. But new this time is a specific demand that Swarthmore cut ties with tech company Cisco for its work with the Israeli government. They also want the college to refuse to cooperate with ICE and to condemn President Trump for his attacks on immigrants and international students who participated in pro-Palestinian protests.
In response, college officials say the protesters are violating the student code of conduct by camping out without permission and by not showing student ID when asked. Swarthmore President Val Smith says that's the reason for potential suspensions, not the content of their speech. South Jersey Congressman Donald Norcross is home recovering after being discharged from Cooper Hospital. Norcross spent days in the ICU to treat sepsis from a gallbladder infection. He and his family thank everyone who cared for him and who wished him well during this time. His office says he's well on his way to making a full recovery. City officials joined an area developer in cutting the ribbon on a newly renovated 31-unit affordable housing community for families, including those who are formerly homeless. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams was there.
The newly renovated Kings Highway Apartments in Kensington will be the new home for at least 31 families, including many that are leaving shelter to move in immediately. Odin Properties founder and CEO Philip Balderston.
A lot of heavy lifting was required to get them permanently housed. So to everybody who worked so hard to make it happen, we thank you.
The ribbon cutting celebrates the collaboration between Odin Properties, the Philadelphia Housing Authority, and other city entities. Claudia Matthew and her four-year-old daughter, Emmy, walked in with Balderston to see her new home for the first time.
This is really ours?
Yes, this is all yours.
Thank you.
Meridian Bank also collaborated, allowing developers to use private capital to bring life to this affordable housing project. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design, plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.